New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio delivered his State of the City address at Symphony Space. He says the city will literally guarantee health care for every single New Yorker.
Let me tell you how it works. If you don't have insurance, it's going to be simple. If you're eligible, we'll get you enrolled in the city's public option, Metro Plus, and get you a doctor. Get you a doctor at one of our 70 public health centers. And if you're not eligible, like hundreds of thousands of New Yorkers, including our undocumented neighbors, we'll take care of you too. It's the right thing to do.
And the mayor announced a new ferry rollout.
The next big expansion of NYC Ferry will link Staten Island to the west side of Manhattan. We'll connect Coney Island to Lower Manhattan. And we'll extend the beloved Soundview route to Ferry Point.
Also, de Blasio says the city will create a retirement fund for workers who lack access to employer-sponsored funds and will start a new office to protect tenants.
My fellow New Yorkers, when a landlord tries to push out a tenant by making their home unlivable, a team of inspectors and law enforcement agents will be on the ground in time to stop it. We'll use every tool we have. We'll fine the landlords, we'll penalize the landlords, but if the fines and the penalties don't cut it, we will seize their buildings. And we will put them in the hands of a community nonprofit that will treat tenants with the respect they deserve.
The mayor also promised to provide free eyeglasses to students in kindergarten and first grade throughout the city and expand pre-K.
This September, 3K for All is expanding once again. We're ready to go farther. We're going to Washington Heights, to the South Bronx, to East New York, to Staten Island, to Bushwick, and to Soundview. This coming school year, 20,000 children will be in free full-day 3K.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. In other news, the U.S. Senate approved a bill to ensure that all federal employees will be paid retroactively after the partial government shutdown ends. The bill requires that all employees, including those who have been furloughed, be paid as soon as possible once the government reopens. The Senate approved the bill unanimously. It now goes to the House. Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland says the bill gives federal employees affected by the shutdown much-needed certainty, but adds they shouldn't be forced to go without a paycheck at all. More than 800,000 workers, more than half of them still on the job, are set to miss their first paycheck Friday under the stoppage, which began on December 22nd. Donald Trump's demand for a border wall with Mexico led to the partial government shutdown. He's considering invoking emergency powers to build the wall. Here's Donald Trump at the border on Thursday.
What you see on the border, that's not as much of a problem as they come through the border and they go out throughout our nation. So you'll have crime in Iowa, you'll have crime in New Hampshire, you'll have crime in New York, you'll have crime in places, you know, you don't associate it with the border, but it comes through the border. Tremendous amounts. And as hard as we work and as well as we're doing nationwide on crime, a lot of it's caused by people that come in through the southern border. So, and you know, if we had the barrier, it wouldn't happen.
Meanwhile, the White House directed the Army Corps of Engineers to look at using emergency funds that Congress approved for disaster relief to build the wall. An aide said $13.9 billion has been allocated for flood control and to prevent future disasters, but the funds aren't yet obligated through contracts for a variety of projects in California, Florida, Texas, other states, and Puerto Rico, areas which have experienced hurricanes, wildfires, and other natural disasters. And finally, Michael Cohen. Donald Trump says he's not worried about his former personal lawyer, Cohen, testifying before Congress.
I'm not worried about it at all, no.
Cohen is set to testify on February 7th before the House Oversight and Reform Committee chaired by Democratic Representative Elijah Cummings. Cohen is expected to face tough questions about hush money payments during the 2016 campaign. Also, testimony will be heard about a proposed Moscow real estate deal. federal prosecutors have been dissecting for months. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.